Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing? Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi here, Progressing on Purpose. We are excited that we can begin the week together as we celebrate. We celebrate this very special week to the people of God, to the ones that believe in the birth and the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, and ultimately his death for us on that cross. So this week, As we celebrate, as we journey through the final week of Jesus Christ on the earth, before he was crucified, we are celebrating the event that Jesus took it all this week, the Passion Week, the Resurrection Week, if you will. We are celebrating and remembering what Jesus went through for us to be where we are. And so, my friends, I just want you to understand, I want to say a few things just to share with us things that I find in, I don't know how to put this, but I just want to say to you, you know, how do I expand my capacity? If you have a question of expanding your capacity, how do I expand my capacity? You know that you're destined, you know that God has a purpose on your life, and you're wondering and you want to know, you just want a coaching of how to expand your capacity. I want to share with us a few things, and this whole week I'll be dropping in a video every day, a minimum of one, a maximum of two. So we are going to go to a very deep place as we seek growth, empowerment, encouragement, as we believe that God has more for our lives. So I just want to talk to us on this one, how to expand my capacity. I'm going to give you a few things that matter, seven things that I want you to focus on if you're going to expand your capacity. And I want you to understand that this is what we're born to do. Everything born of God has got the potential to expand its capacity. Even a seed, the Bible says the seed must die in order for you to expand its capacity. Within one seed, there's a forest. Within one seed, there's a bumper harvest. Within one seed, there is a whole field of corn or wheat. So there is a capacity in everything that God has created. So now the question becomes, how do I expand my capacity? Whatever calling God has on your life, you're a preacher, you're a singer, you're a teacher, you're a business person, how can I expand my capacity? All right, progressing on purpose. Number one, if you are to expand your capacity in whatever call God has found you or put you in, number one, you must know what counts and what doesn't. Know what counts and what doesn't. Know what counts and what doesn't. It matters that when you look through all the journey, I love the story of Jesus Christ. He really exemplified this principle here of knowing what counts and what doesn't. You need to know, because if you don't know what doesn't count, you're going to spend more time on stuff that you shouldn't be. You know, Jesus puts it this way, you know, don't cast your pearls before swines. Only people who know what counts and what doesn't can know where to put their valuables, whether be it time, be it money, be it talent. You need to know what counts and what doesn't. Everything does not count. Everything is not for you to do. If you're going to expand your capacity, you can't be everything to everybody. You can't. You just cannot do it. And so know what counts and what doesn't. It's very, very important. Some people are specialists of knowing what doesn't work, doesn't count, but they have no clue on what counts. Okay, so you got to have that balance right there. Know what counts and know what doesn't. Simply because you know what counts does not automatically make you somebody who is aware and knows what doesn't count. So you need to know that. Number two, we're talking about expanding your capacity on purpose now. Number two, dedicate your life to something. If you're going to expand your capacity, you must dedicate your life to something. You see, Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 10, he says, listen, I came to seek and save. That's what he says. I came to seek and save. I came to seek and save that which is lost. All right. Jesus' life was dedicated to something. Okay. If you were to ask Jesus, you're here, you were born, you're born in a manger and you've been doing all this kind of, what's your mission? Jesus will let you know, my mission is very simple. I came to seek and save. That's it. Seek and save. I'm going to find them and I'm going to save them. I came to seek and save that which is lost. So dedicate your life to something. You cannot be a specialist of everything. No, you can't. You need to understand. Here's what happens with dedicating your life to something. What it does, when you dedicate your life to something, now that you know what counts and what doesn't, it helps you to collaborate with others. In other words, nobody has it all. Nobody has all the spiritual gifts that are needed. Nobody. That's why when God is in your life, you're going to discover you are a collaborative person. If God is working in your life, people ask me all the time, how can I tell if the Spirit of God is working in my life? Well, if you are a cooperative, collaborative person, the Spirit of God is in you, because nobody has it all. We are all parts of the same body, but not, you know, Paul puts it this way. It's not all eye or all ear or nose or all hands. No, no, no. We need each other for us to make it happen. So dedicate your life to something. Master something in your life. It's very, very important. For those of us who go to church, the greatest enemy of your capacity is this thing that I call gift projection, okay? Gift projection is when people in the church, especially, we are very good at this, we project gifts on people. So if you talk a lot, people just think you can preach. No, preaching is a spiritual gift. Preaching is a spiritual gift. Simply because you talk a lot, it doesn't make you a preacher. So if you do not know what counts and what doesn't, people can make you do stuff that you have no business doing because you talk a lot and you make people laugh. They think you can preach. No, preaching is a spiritual gift. Simply because you can sing a lot, whatever songs you sing, love songs or whatever songs you sing, it doesn't mean, my friend, you belong to the choir. No. So you need to know, people have got these gift projections where people really try to, people make you everything. You know, so you need to know. And that's what Jesus did. This is what John did. When they came to John, they said to John, are you the Christ? And John says, no. And they said, so who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, no. They said, so who are you? Because we need to go and give an answer to the people who sent us. And John says, I know who I'm not, and I know who I am. He says, I am the voice in the wilderness. So here it is. If you're going to expand your capacity, you need to know who you are, and you need to know who you are not. Dedicate your life to something. Dedicate your life to something. That's what Jesus did. That's why he could weave and walk through the haters, the naysayers, the Pharisees, the scribes, because Jesus dedicated his life to saving, to seek and save you and I. So if you're going to expand your capacity, you need to dedicate your life to something, master something. Do something long enough that you become a master in that thing. It matters. You know, you can't go through life just trying everything. Yeah, keep trying. And when you find the Spirit of God who guide you and lead you to what it is that God has created you to do, you need to dedicate your life to something. All of the heroes we have in our lives, all of the heroes that we have in our lives, whether they're political heroes or they're church heroes or they're social heroes or they're financial heroes, all of them are people who dedicated their lives to something. Not some things, but something, all right? It matters. It matters for you to dedicate your life to something. Don't be distracted, because the rest of the stuff can literally distract you, okay? A whole lot of stuff in the life of a purpose-destined person of God, the enemy cannot stop God's purpose for you, but the enemy can distract God's purpose for you. So you need to dedicate your life to something. Dedicate. I was talking to one young man who told me something very powerful. You know, I was with him, talking to him. He is in the country of Zambia. And he said something very powerful this week, which really changed my life. He said, the reason, Pastor, you know, he was telling me to start running, you know, run whatever he was talking about, 10 Ks, which is almost 6 miles, run every day. And I'm thinking, my goodness. And he said, listen, the goal is for you to get addicted. Those words changed my life. The goal is for you to get addicted to running. That when you're addicted to running, then your body will tell you to run. And immediately I apply a lot of things to everywhere. So it started blessing my life that what it is, if you need to dedicate your life to something. Okay, the goal is for you to be addicted to something that God has placed on your heart. If you're a speaker, dedicate yourself to speaking so that when you open your mouth, people wonder, wow, we've never heard this. Wow, you know, because you dedicate your life to that. What is it that you are not, You are just doing as if it's nothing. That could become everything if you dedicated your life to it. All right? Just challenging you to expand your capacity. Dedicate your life to something. It's very, very important. Don't be distracted to chase after everything. No, you need other people. Let everyone be good at what they do. And when we come together, great things will definitely happen. Number three, if you are to expand your capacity, be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your thinking. The one kinesiology that I always tell myself is that blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. You need to be flexible in your thinking if you're going to expand your capacity. It's very, very important. Every person you meet right now, that's not the final product. There's hope to every person. There's growth that is still happening to every person you know. Please share this message. Share it on your platforms, because that's what it is. Share on your platforms. Let somebody else be blessed, because that's what it is. Life is about giving. It's about extending. If something works for you, let others have it. So I'm just going to encourage you. Those of you who can share on your platforms, go ahead and share right now. Invite friends. Let them come in. Be flexible in your thinking. It is extremely important for you to do that. Because if you're not flexible in your thinking, child of God, you are going to miss out on the capacity that you have. If you want to expand your capacity, you can't be thinking one way. You can't be thinking one way, this is it. No. Be flexible in your thinking. All that you know, put it this way, Sister Colleen, all that you know is not all that you could know. All that you know is not all that you could know. In fact, flip it around. What you know is a small part of what you could know. So you need to be flexible in your thinking. It's very, very important. Some of the people you need on your life's journey who are going to expand your capacity, don't think like you, don't look like you, don't go to the same church as you do. So it's very, very important to have collaboration. It matters to just look at your life is more than what you have gone through right now, because everything born of God has a greater capacity than we have seen so far. You know, in a seed, there's a forest, all right? In a child, there's a nation. And I want you to understand, in a drop of rain, there's an ocean. And I want you to understand, in you, God is more than eye has seen and ears ever heard. But you need to be flexible in your thinking. It's very, very important. I know of many people of faith who are so one way minded. This is all they got to do. You got to be flexible in your thinking. When you look at the Bible, we serve a God who is flexible in his thinking. Yeah, because that's why God, when you look through scripture, God could use everybody and anybody who was available. God could use prostitutes. Rahab was a prostitute. God could use foreigners. Ruth was a Moabitess. God could use, you need to understand, God used everybody in the Bible because there's a flexibility to God's methodology whilst he's constant to God's purpose. Oh, God, I feel it. Listen, I'm coming from preaching somewhere. This crazy good church that I'm preaching to. And so I just wanted to understand, be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your thinking. You need to understand that. Somebody texted me, Pastor, I want to be married and I'm looking for a God-fearing man. Be flexible in your thinking. You're not going to find a finished product. If you're looking for someone to marry, you're not going to find a finished product. You're not. And let me tell you something. Nobody ever married a finished product. If you find a finished product, then you are in trouble because you didn't contribute to the growth of that project. So you need to understand it's very, very important for you to be flexible in your thinking. You know, not everybody who looks the way they do will end up looking the way they do. Oh, you didn't hear what I'm saying. So it matters. All right. So you need to be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your thinking. Be flexible in your thinking if you're going to expand your capacity. It's very, very important. You know, at one time, you remember David was anointed to be king in Israel. But when Saul was persecuting him in Israel, are you ready for this? He ran to the Philistines. He had just killed the hero of the Philistines, and yet David was flexible in his thinking. When there was death in Israel, he ran to the Philistines, and he was saved his life there. So I wanted to understand the same thing with Jesus Christ. When he was a baby, and Herod wanted to kill every baby 2 years and under, Mary and Joseph, flexibility in thinking, they had to run to Africa. so that Jesus could not be killed as a baby. You've got to get that. And you've got to be flexible in your thinking. You read through the Gospels, you find wherever there was a conflict, Jesus moved to the next city. Flexibility in thinking. And many of us, we are stuck because we believe, listen to me, child of God, you need to, in order for you to expand your capacity, your environment changes everything. Your environment changes everything, and you need to be flexible in your thinking. You know, there are so many ladies out there and men who are looking for spiritual partners, and they're not flexible in their thinking. You don't want to date or marry anybody who is not flexible in their thinking. All right, you really don't, because what that does is you're going to be stuck in one area and you never grow. And you need to understand, if you're going to expand your capacity, be flexible in your thinking. You may need to take that job that doesn't look like it is the job so that you can grow with it and make it the job. You're going to be flexible in your thinking. You know, sometimes you're not just going to walk into a finished product. You're not going to get into a finished product. I'm just telling you right now, you got to be flexible in your thinking, because it matters how you think. Up here, if you can think right, if your mentality can work it, things will be all right. Okay, everything in this world, my mother used to put it this way, the only thing you start at the top is when you are digging a hole. That's what my mother used to say. She's late now. My mother used to say, the only thing you start at the top is when you are digging a hole. Everything else, you start at the bottom. You need to be flexible in your thinking if you're going to expand your capacity. Number four, if you're going to expand your capacity, you must love what you do. Learn to love what you do. It doesn't matter what you do, learn to love it. Learn to love what you do. It makes life easier. And all these things is amazing that when you read the Gospels, you find all of them weaved together in the tapestry of Jesus' story. You're going to love what you do. You're going to love what you do. You'll be criticized in life. You'll be attacked in life, you know, because whatever gift you have is going to unleash the attention of hell on your life. So the only thing that will keep you faithful to what God wants you to do, what you're born to do, is because the love for what you do is greater than the pain that comes from you doing what you do. All right. Learn to love what you do. Love it. If you're a teacher, love it. Love teaching. When you walk into that classroom, let every kid's dream and imagination be turned on because you love what you do. I just wanted to know. You got to get to that point. One thing I've discovered as I do some traveling, I have discovered that I've heard some travel agents that have bought tickets for me. And one thing I've discovered, I had to ask one travel agent a question. You know, I wanted to go to a country, you know, and they started telling me about how beautiful the country is and the weather and places to go. And you know what I discovered? I had to ask a question. Have you ever been to that country? And they said, no. I said, well, wow. And they actually said to me, I don't even have a passport. They were selling me a flight ticket to go to another country where they'd never been to, where they didn't even have a passport for them to go there, but they loved what they do, that they made me happy to go to a country where they'd never been, and they didn't even have a passport to get there, and they bought me a ticket for me to go and see the country, enjoy the country for them. Listen, when you love what you do, you make those around you reach their dreams and destiny. So it matters. Love what you do. Love what you do. If you are married, love it. Love being married. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Love it. All right. Love it. Love what you do. If you work in a store, man, when you get in, let all the customers look for you. Do you know there are some customers who go to certain stores to meet certain people? I was on a flight last night, and the flight attendant who was there on the flight, this gentleman, the black gentleman who was there, he made us enjoy the flight. I mean, as I was coming to the flight, I mean, you need to understand, everybody's got their mask on. And this brother said, hello, thank you so much for coming, sir. I'm glad that you chose American Airlines. I was like, wow, wow, wow. And I mean, by the time I got to my seat, we're clapping hands for all the soldiers who were on the flight. We were clapping hands for all the doctors who were on the flight. We were clapping hands for all the nurses who were on the flight. We became a family because of one flight attendant who loved what he was doing. Love what you do. Love what you do. Listen, I've been to churches where the chorister loved choristering that I ended up thinking that I could record myself singing. You know, I didn't want to sing, but because the chorister was so addictive and listen, man, it just got me to another level. Contagious joy. Love what you do. If you're going to expand your capacity, love what you do. It doesn't matter what it is. You can, sometimes you cannot control what it is, but you need to control the attitude and energy that you bring to it. Love what you do in order for you to expand your capacity. Same thing with preachers out there. Love what you do. When you get into the pulpit, brother, make us happy. Make us imagine heaven. Let us see him coming, breaking the skies and stepping down in style to take us home. Yes, Jesus saves. You got to love what you do. Don't make us sleep and wonder, why did I waste time coming to church? No. Love what you do if you're going to expand your capacity. Number five, don't copy others. Don't copy others. If you're going to expand your capacity, don't copy others. You are an original. And listen, the Bible says imitate that which is good. The Bible never says copy. No. Imitate that which is good. So you can imitate, but don't copy others. All right? You're an original. Don't die a copy. You're an original. Don't die a copy. Don't rob us of what God wants to bless us with in you because you're copying everybody around you. And those of you who are great out there, don't have greatness that paralyzes others, but have a greatness that empowers others to discover their own greatness. I love that. Listen, I love it. I love it. I love it. You see, I don't want friends who paralyze me. I want people who empower me to discover who I am. That's who I want to be on this platform, on this Progress on Purpose. I want you to know there's greatness in you and God put it in there. And I need it for my own good. I need it for us to get better. Because when you get better, I get better, everybody get better, then the kingdom of God flourishes and moves at a powerful rate. So don't copy others. Please don't copy others. Listen, whatever you do, don't copy anybody. You are an original. You are an original. That doesn't mean you have to be stubborn with it. You can imitate others whilst you are walking into your originality. All right. It matters. It really does. Yeah, it does. It does. Don't copy anybody. We don't want to see ghosts of people in you. No, we don't want to see that. We don't want to tell who you've been listening to. We don't want to tell who you've been walking with because of you mimicking somebody else. Don't do that. Don't do that. We want you to be you. Is that all right? Don't copy others. Then number six, if you're going to expand your capacity, number six is really something, and I hope you're going to still love me and come in tomorrow for another empowerment. Number six, fail a lot. If you're going to expand your capacity, fail a lot. Fail often. Oh, okay, you're looking at me funny. You want to expand your capacity because here's what it is. You'll only be able to go, here it is. Your exposure defines your capacity. And in order for you to know what else is in you, you have to try some things. And if you try some things, you're going to fail at some things. And the more you attempt, the more you're going to accomplish. And the more you attempt, the more you're going to fail. So you must become okay with failing. Oh, okay. Okay. Can I come to the Bible? The Bible says the righteous man, the righteous woman, the righteous person falls seven times. Falls seven times. In other words, there's a complete failing and falling, and yet they get up eight times. This is one thing that I think the world and the church has missed on us, that we are so afraid of failure. We are so afraid of failure. That's why many of us have limited our capacity. Let me talk to you, child of God. Look at me. Here it is. Let me look at you and talk to you. You need to understand that failure is as old as heaven. Failure is as old as heaven. Revelation chapter 12 tells us that there was war in heaven. The person who failed was not on earth. The first person to fail was in the very presence of God, way out in heaven. Failure is older than the creation of man. Come on, talk to me. Failure is older than the creation of man. And when Adam and Eve were In the garden, let me tell you something, failure is as old as the creation of man. And I want you to understand, the more you are quick to embrace this thing called failure and understand that God has got something in it. God has got something in it. Throughout history, God has always been working with broken, flawed people because you know what? That's all God got to work with. Fail often. Here's what it is. Don't become a failure, because when you become a failure, you've become what you've, the experience. Don't become the experience, but learn to fail often, because here it is. You'll discover what to do. Let me put it this way. Every recipe that's out there, every recipe, a recipe on how to cook chicken, a recipe on how to bake a cake. Listen to me. Every recipe is a mistake. Every new recipe is somebody who failed, but we discovered something new through the failure. Every recipe, somebody was told how to do it, and then they did put too much curry, they put too much whatever spices in there, and out of that we said, whoa, that is good. All right, so I wanted to understand there's so much beauty that will come even through your failing. When you think you've failed, you really haven't failed. You have discovered another way to get things done. If you're going to expand your capacity, again, be flexible in your thinking and try again. Many of us don't try anything because we're afraid of failing. And people who laugh at you when you fail are people who are doing nothing. Because if everybody's busy failing and trying some things, and you know what? The only thing I can do is encourage you. Fear will cripple and paralyze you, and you need to keep trying things, and when you try, you're going to fail. And when you fail, you're going to discover what else is within your capacity. All right, here it is, number 7, then I'm out of here. Set goals for yourself. If you're going to expand your capacity, you need to have set goals. Set some goals for yourself. It matters. Set goals for yourself. All right, set goals for yourself. So I just wanted to encourage you to have goals, have goals, have goals, have goals. The Bible, even God has got the plan of redemption. You know what God says? God says, I know the plans I have for you. In other words, God had goals. God has goals for you and I. If God needs a plan and yet God knows everything, then I don't know I need more plans. You need to have a plan. You need to have a plan. Every plan is tentative, but you must have one. Set a goal for yourself. So how to expand your capacity? 7 things that will get you there. Number 1, know what counts and what doesn't. If you're going to expand your capacity, know what counts and what doesn't. Everything does not count. You need to know what counts for you and what doesn't count for you. And number 2, you need to dedicate your life to something. Dedicate your life to something. There are so many people that I have seen in my life who used to sing. You know, they used to sing in the choir, sing with a group, and they were doing very well. Then out of nowhere, they stopped singing. So you say, how can you stop what's working? Why is it that we stop what's working so that we can try to find? Come on, man. Dedicate your life to something. Dedicate yourself to something. I sat around and I told myself, you see, my goal, one of my crazy goals that I had, I'm still got a shot at this thing. I said to myself, I want to write books. I really want to write books. By the time I'm out, I want to have 50 books done. All right? I have already 5 published books. And I do have right now, as I'm talking to you, I do have 10 manuscripts of books. I have 10 manuscripts of books. It's just the money to get them to the publishers that I do not have currently yet. I'm going to get it, but I don't have it yet. So I have 10 manuscripts of books right now. You got to dedicate yourself to something, because I told myself, listen, if I die, then, you know, I'm done. You know, the chapter is closed and there's nothing, no publication out there. When people hear there was a man called Pastor Kambizi and people don't know what's out there. Oh, well, listen, let me do my YouTube channel so that some people can come in. After I'm gone, people can still get it and keep on getting it. Dedicate your life to something. Dedicate yourself to your life to something. Be disciplined for something if you're going to expand your capacity. Be flexible in your thinking. Number 3, be flexible in your thinking. Don't be one, you know, this. You need to understand, you've got to be flexible. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. You need to be flexible in your thinking. Everything you need is not in one place. Everything you need is not in one place. Every person who is part of your story is not in one place. So you cannot be where you are in a village, in a city, and think that God is only confined to this city. No, no, no. God has got the whole wide world in his hands. So you need to be flexible in your thinking. See, when you are flexible in your thinking, this is very important. Put this thing down. One thing that is important when you're flexible in your thinking, here's one thing you need to do. The more flexible you are in your thinking, the more you must minimize your deficits. The more you must minimize your deficits. Okay? So in other words, minimizing your deficits may be going to school, get the degree, learn the language. You are minimizing your deficits because you're flexible in your thinking. So whenever the opportunity comes, you're going to walk in because you've got minimal deficits toward this opportunity that you have. So be flexible in your thinking. Number four, love what you do. Love what you do. Please, I don't like it when preachers come into the house and act like they have a problem with, no. I love to listen to preachers who love what they do. I love going to doctors who love what they do. I love to hang around people who love, a mechanic who loves what they do. They will tell you stuff and, you know, even stuff they don't know. They'll make you believe that it's going to work. I love what you do. I love empowering people. I love empowering people. I love pouring into people. I love it. You can work me up 3 a.m. I'm telling you, all I got to do is clear my voice and I'm on it. Because I'm grateful for this platform God has given in my life. And number five, don't copy others. Don't copy others. That's the enemy of your capacity. Copying everybody. Don't speak like me. Don't speak like them. Don't dress like me. Don't dress like them. Be you. Find you. It takes courage for you to be you. It really does. It takes courage for you to be you. And so don't copy others. And then number six, fail a lot. Fail often. Failure must become your friend. It must be. Because failure is going to happen. Failure is part of life. Okay? Failure is part of life. Failure is older than the creation of man. War in heaven. All right? Failure is as old as the creation of man. Garden of Eden. And let me tell you something. You, my friend, you're not exempted from it. This whole Bible, the only person who never failed was Jesus Christ. Everybody, including the Bible writers, all of them failed. And number seven, set goals for yourself. Set goals for yourself. It matters. Set goals for yourself. This week, we are celebrating the final week of Jesus Christ going to the cross. All over the world, all Christians and believers, we are celebrating that Jesus, this is the most powerful week of, if you're a Christian, you need to read the book of John, read all the gospels, read the final week. Start with that Palm Sunday. You remember the first day that palms, when they had to bring in a Lazarus, had to lead the donkey. Jesus was on the donkey. Start right there and go all the way to the end of the book. You need to focus on this, because what happened this week in to those of us who believe, this is what shaped who we are. So you need to set goals for yourself. It matters. Set goals for yourself. I love it because Jesus, the Bible says, whenever Jesus did stuff, it would always say he did it so that scriptures could be fulfilled. So in other words, those are goals. Jesus didn't just do to do. He did because they were divine goals that were already in scripture that needed to be fulfilled. Have goals in your life and you will expand your capacity. Your coach, your pastor, your teacher, your friend, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose. My friend, I want you to make it. This week, we're going to be having a minimum of one presentation and a maximum of two. And so come on in. We're going to go with it. We're going to the deep end of this thing. We can progress on purpose as we focus on the life of Jesus Christ and as we desire to live the life of Christ within our life. That's what it is. God wants you to be productive and God wants you to be fruitful. And my friend, you have the capacity to be productive. You have the potential and capacity to be fruitful in you. And we're going to show you how. So if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please help me out. You know, I'm trying to get to 1,000, by the 1st of April, which is a few days to come. If you haven't subscribed yet to my YouTube channel, please do so. If you do, if you have, thank you so much for supporting. We are going to get there together. Blessings on you. And let me just say a word of prayer for you. Father, please help us to expand our capacity. Through it all, we want to be like you. We want the image of Christ to be completely formed within us so that you can come and take us home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you, my friend. Keep on progressing on purpose.